It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Did you wonder what this was? It's a little recipe, yes, for a kind of a dough that you can use for modeling. I have all the things ready in the kitchen to make it, so let's go there right now. So many people have asked me about a simple recipe for modeling dough, so let's just make it together. Here it is. You see it says 1 part salt, 2 parts flour. Mix with cold water until it is right for modeling. Okay? All right. We'll just call this a part and have 1 part filled with salt. That's 1 part salt. And this is flour in here, you see. So we'll get 2 of these. 1, 2. 1 part salt and 2 part flour. Then this is my cup of water. And we'll mix with cold water until it's right for modeling. You remember the recipe? 1 part salt, 2 parts flour, mix with cold water till it's right for modeling. 1 part salt, 2 parts flour, mix with cold water till it's right for modeling. Nice to make up a little song while you're working like this. 1 part salt, 2 parts flour, mix with cold water till it's right for modeling. 2 parts flour and cold water. After a bit, then you use your fingers, get it all together. You can say it to yourself. 1 part salt, 2 parts flour, mix with cold water till it's right for modeling. And there we are, modeling with it. Oh, there are many, many materials that you can... Oh, there's the telephone. Okay, there are many materials you can use for modeling, you know. Hello? Oh, hi, Elsie. Oh, yes. Oh, right away. All right. Okay, we'll see you in a little bit then. Bye-bye. That's Elsie Neal. There's a woman today at her shop who's using plastic material and wire for sculpting. And I wanted you to meet her. Her name is Dottie Erdman. So let's go over there now. We'll come back to this later. 1 part salt, 2 parts flour. Come along.
To mold the clothing onto the form?
Yes. I take each piece separately and add it onto the
boy. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred. Hey, Dottie.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
I'd like you to know my television friend, Mrs. Dottie Erdman.
Oh.
And I wish you'd show my friend how you begin with your figures. I told them a little bit about your your modeling, you know, with your sculpting. But you start with wire, don't you?
Yes, that's very important to give support so the clay will stand in this pose.
Mm-hmm.
And I take the wire and I bend it like this for the body.
Mm-hmm.
To give the support to the legs. And then I stand the wire into the board. I have little holes drilled in here that these wires fit into.
I see. And then you start covering this. Would this be the head area?
That's right.
Start covering that with the... Is it this that you use?
Yes, uh-huh.
It's kind of like a plastic clay, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, let's just see how you work on from there.
All right, this little boy I'm just finishing up. I'm just going to put his sleeve on his shirt.
Great to see how she works, Elsa.
Yes, it is. I'm enjoying watching the clothing fall into folds.
I make a little bag of candy here for him to tuck under his arm.
Great.
Oh.
And look up here. See the bubble gum? He's blowing some bubble gum. You have children of your own, so you're able to watch children and see the different
things that
they do.
Yes.
After you do this, then what do you do with the figure? I mean, when you've finished it and have it just the way you want it.
Then I have to bake it to make it hard.
Bake it?
Yes, uh-huh.
In a regular oven?
Yes, I do.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Then it gets nice and firm. Then I have to paint it. I have one here I was just going to paint. Would you like to watch?
Mm-hmm.
This for you.
Mm.
Thank you, Elsie. Yes.
He looks great. What are you going to paint? His shirt?
Yes, I'm going to put a bright orange shirt on him.
I like the contrast of the orange with the green trousers that he's wearing.
Dottie, you've always been interested in sculpting, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Things. And painting, too.
I've always loved it. Yeah. That's right. I've spent many hours reading and studying and working on getting things just the way I like them now. The first one you make is not exactly what you want to end up with. And I think it's very important that children know that just as children feel differently about everything and do things differently from one another, that adults do too. And that's where different styles in art come.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you go back and work with your clay, you'll find that the things you make would not be exactly like the things I make. We all work very differently from one another.
It's because each one of us is different, isn't it?
That's right.
This little boy has other plans for today.
What is it, Elsie?
Oh. He's planning to play baseball.
Look at that, with the mitt and the baseball there. I was just looking at this little character, you know? This little boy, I don't know whether you can see it or not, but right in the back, he's holding something. See that little flower? That special?
Yes,
thank you.
I'd love you to show them some of your other figures, would you?
Oh, I'd Johnny? Love to, Fred.
Sure.
Over here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, all of these different things that Mrs. Erdman has made, just the way she was showing us how she makes things. with this little girl with the rolling pin.
Yes, she wants to go in the kitchen with her mommy and daddy and help make cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's just playing house right now.
She has her doll over here.
Uh-huh.
And look over here at the next one.
They're out in the winter weather.
The little boy is planning to ski.
He skis there. She has
ice skates.
And look at the next one, the little girl with her dog. And then there's a boy with his dog beside her.
He's a little upset because that puppy won't chase the ball and bring it back every time.
Oh.
You know, I can remember having a hobby horse.
And there's a hobby horse there.
Just like the one that the little boy has.
I really love these little people. Don't you,
Elsie?
Oh,
yes, I do.
I mean, I become very attached with them myself.
Well, of course, they're part of you. The two girls there who are ballet dancers?
Yes, that's right.
Well, Dottie, do you teach your children to make dolls, or do they just watch you and imitate what you do?
Oh, they love to come and play with the clay. They
try
to make their own little figures. That won't hurt.
Doesn't break, does it?
No, they're quite strong.
That's the little girl with her balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And the cat there. Here is a little girl who seems to be thinking by herself with her doll baby.
They're all so lovely.
Thank you.
I'm proud to know somebody who creates things like that, aren't you?
Well, so am I.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Dottie, I wonder if I could have a little... What's this? We didn't even talk about this.
Oh, that's a natural clay.
Clay that
made
you would...
Clay from the ground.
From the ground.
Well, yes.
I wondered if I could have some of this that you use,
mm-hmm.
as well as some of this, now that I see it.
Yes, go back and work with it, and you'll see how different it all is.
I'd like to. And I also want to compare it with what we've just made over at my place now. Thank you very much. I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, Elsie.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And while you're working, I'll be working.
Good. Have a good day.
Goodbye.
Great to see someone be able to make such beautiful things out of pieces of plastic like that. Mm. She's a fine artist. I like to share people like that with you. This is the kind of material she used, and this is the clay from the earth. They feel good. And they feel quite different from this dough for modeling that we made. Why don't we just have some make-believe, all right? Maybe this, we could pretend that this was Prince Tuesday and that he's still concerned about his wishes and he's hiding somewhere. People don't know where. Lady Evelyn could be talking to Dr. Platypus about it. Let's pretend that this is the trolley going along the trolley tracks in the neighborhood of make-believe.
I saw him yesterday when the Frog family arrived, but I've just not seen him since.
Oh,
Well, he's been missing before, you know.
Aye, that's true. Well, where was he the last time?
Oh, he was in Edgar Cook's room watching TV.
Oh, that's right. Well, had you checked there?
I went there right away, but Edgar hadn't seen him.
Well, maybe he's at Lady Elaine's TV studio. You know the Frogs are there doing a program right now.
Oh, that's right. Maybe he would have gone there. Oh, thanks, Dr. Bill.
Aye, well, let me know if I can be of any other help.
I will. I'm glad you're here.
Aye, well, I'll either be here or in my office.
Right. I'll just go over to MGR TV right away.
Aye, all right then. Well,
thanks,
cheerio.
Thanks, Dr. Bill. Cheerio. Oh, hi, Daniel.
Hi, Lady Aberlin.
I'm looking for Prince Tuesday. Have you seen him?
Has he gone someplace again?
Yes.
Oh, he was in Edgar Cook's place last time.
I know, but he's not there now.
Oh, well, how do you know he's not?
I looked.
Oh, well, why do you suppose he'd want to be hiding today?
I don't know. Today of all days. I mean, he wished for the Frogs and H.J. Elephant to come, and they came, and now he's not even playing with them.
How hard did he wish for them to come?
Oh, I don't know. I just meant he wished. You know how you do.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes it scares me if I wish for something real hard and it really happens.
I think I know what you mean. But right now, I just want to find Prince Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I'll help you look for him.
Okay, well, I've got to go over to MGR TV right away, but will you let me know if you find anything?
Oh, sure I will. Yeah, I'll look for
Thanks,
him
Thanks,
right
Dan.
Now.
Very interesting. Now tell me, how long have you all been living in Westwood?
Oh, it's been a couple of years now.
Oh, and I guess you like it a lot.
There are lots of things to like about Westwood, Rabbit.
I have lots of friends like H.J. here.
Yeah, Westwood's an all right place to live, but you've sure got a neat neighborhood here.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you hear it? A native of Westwood liking our neighborhood of make-believe.
I thought Mayor Maggie was coming for this program.
Yes, one of our Frog's very good friends in Westwood is the mayor of Westwood, Mayor Maggie.
Oh, and she said she'd come over today if she possibly could get away.
Lady Lane Fairchild.
Oh, maybe that's the mayor of Westwood now. Come in. We've been expecting you.
Hello.
Oh, it's you.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Lady Aberlin.
Lady Aberlin here. We're on the air, dear.
Oh, I know that, and I'm terribly sorry, but I just wondered if any of you have seen Prince Tuesday?
Don't tell me that kid's off somewhere again. Last time he was watching Edgar's TV set.
Well, he isn't doing that this time. I mean, have any of you seen him?
Oh, no, I haven't seen him. Have you, dear?
No, I've been wondering where he was.
Hey, I thought he'd want to come and play something while we were here.
Especially since he wanted us to come so much, Revit.
He was wishing for you to come.
Well, here we go again, folks. If any of you knows where Prince Tuesday's hiding, just call our number, please. This is your neighborhood station, trying to help again. There's our quick service. Good. I'll get the phone.
Let me help, lady.
There it is. Dear, you answered, will you?
Have you found him? Prince Tuesday. Oh. Excuse me, Mayor Maggie.
Oh,
I thought...
Mayor Maggie?
I see.
She coming?
You will.
Oh, she may be coming.
I will. Oh, sure. I'm looking forward to it. Bye-bye.
Oh, fine. Mayor Maggie, you say?
Yes.
Is she coming?
Oh, no, she won't be able to come today.
Oh, rats. We've had a king on this station, and I wanted a mayor for a change today.
Well, but she is going to try to come at some other time, and she sends her regards to the Frogs and to H.J.
Oh, that's very sweet of her.
Lady Aberlin.
Daniel.
Lady Aberlin. I found him.
You found Prince Tuesday.
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Daniel. Where was he?
Where was he?
Well, he's playing near the waterfall at the castle.
Playing?
Yes, he was playing with clay.
Well, I'll go see him. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, think nothing of it, dear. We're always glad to be of community service here.
Well, you always are. Thanks so much, Lady Elaine. Goodbye, frogs and HJ.
I'll come with you.
Good day.
Goodbye, sweets. Well, now that we have that tended to, I tell you, this business of television, there's always something in it. I'm glad to be of community service, though. Now, let's talk about sports in Westwood.
Well, there's a great swimming team.
But I don't know why you want to play by yourself and hide and everything.
I just want to.
But people worry about you when they don't know where you are.
Hi, Edgar. Hi, Prince Tuesday.
Oh, hello, Lady Aberlin.
Hi, cousin.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hello, Daniel.
Tuesday, what are you doing?
Playing with clay.
I mean, what are you doing staying away from everybody you wish to see?
Don't say that word.
What word?
Wished. Wished, wished. I don't want to hear that word.
Why not?
Because if you wish for something, it'll probably happen. And you could wish for bad things, and you wouldn't want them to happen.
See, Lady Aberlin?
Yes, Daniel. You were right.
I thought you might be worried about wishes, Prince Tuesday, because I know I was once, too.
Wishes come true.
Not all of them.
Mine do.
Oh, no, they don't.
Yes, they do. I wished for the frogs and HJ to come, and they came.
But they came because they wanted to come. They said so. Not because you wished it.
But I wished Mrs. Frog would give me that blanket, and she did.
Well, did you ever tell her you liked it?
Sure, when she was making it in Westwood.
Well, then, she was just trying to make you happy by giving it to you when she was finished with it. Not because you wished it.
They came because they wanted to?
Why, sure.
Try something, Prince Tuesday.
What?
Try wishing something right now.
I'm afraid to.
Well, we could all wish something.
Sure.
Well, let's wish that this castle would just fall down because we're wishing it.
Okay. Everybody wishing?
Yes.
It's not falling down.
No, and it won't. This castle won't fall down.
Unless someday somebody decides to take it down.
And magic wishing doesn't have anything to do with it.
I think I'll go play with Tad and HJ. Where are they?
They're at Lady Elaine's studio.
Want to come, Daniel?
Sure. Will you tell King and Queen we're going, Lady Aberlin?
I will, Daniel.
So will I.
Come on, Daniel. We can take clay for play.
Okay, let's take it. Come along.
Oh, I'm glad we could talk about that and sing about that. There's a trolley. Let's go tell the King and Queen.
When you're very angry, sometimes you feel you might break something or wish the castle would fall down. But that's just a pretend wish. Because children would be really frightened to think of their houses falling down. They don't really want that. But when you're playing with something like clay or modeling dough and you feel angry, you can make something and then break it up if you want to. Even making something with clay sometimes makes you feel better when you're angry. That's what's so good about play. playing about something doesn't make it come true. Just like wishes don't make things come true. No kinds of wishes can make things come true. I'll clean up all of this later. Take my recipe with me. And those fish are hungry. One part salt, two parts flour. It's a good something to play with. You know, if there are things you really want a lot, your grown-ups can help you if you tell them about them. Grown-ups can't always give you what you want, but they really like to help children be happy. If you wish for something that would be scary if it really happened, grown-ups can help you to know the difference between angry wishes and what you really want. Thinking about that gives you a good feeling, doesn't it? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Like you just the way you are. Just the things you play with. And I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.